Locker Room Chats one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by the Valley Falls football coach. That is Wyatt Hofstra here. One final time with him. It is brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, you wrapped up the regular season last week, a game on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Rams get the win 12-6. Low scoring, close game. Take us back to last week. What'd you take away from that game?
Yeah, I thought that we probably played our best overall game. I thought offensively we did a good job running the ball. We had some successful pass plays in there too, but I thought that it was probably our best game of running the ball. The offensive line did a good job, created several holes. I thought that Colin and Carter both ran the ball really well. We had some big plays and just consistently moved the ball. We just couldn't score after that. The first drive we scored and then couldn't get back in the end zone due to a thing here and a thing there. You know, they're usually in a game, there's 5 to 10 plays that you come up short on, and that's just was kind of ended up being the difference in the game. We threw the pick six late, and then couldn't stop them on the last drive that they had, so they scored with 4 seconds left, and that's how it happened. But I thought overall it was a good game, except that the scoreboard didn't end the way we wanted it to end, but we had nothing to hang our heads about, and I thought they did well defensively. I thought they played outstanding.
You guys are going to get a game tomorrow night against Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about them in a moment. But, you know, I know it's been certainly a tough season. You've had, you know, some lower numbers, but a heavy senior class, 9 seniors, you know, on this roster that have been putting in a lot of work over the last couple of years. You know, just kind of a chance to kind of tip the cap to this senior class, what they've meant to the program, and just kind of leading the younger class up here over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm thankful for all those guys. They've all, it's been just about a consistent, same large group of them since their freshman year, and they had to come in as freshmen and kind of get thrown to the fire and play a lot of downs and earn the respect of some other teams, and I think they've shown a lot of improvement over the last 4 years, and so I thank them for their consistency and their dedication to that and working so hard. I know that it didn't necessarily show up in the win columns for them, but they did improve and play a lot better football and hopefully grew as men.
Kind of on the flip side of that, maybe some of the younger kids that have had opportunities to see the field or see the field this season, you know, looking ahead next year, maybe the year after, you know, who are some kids kind of highlighting, you know, this season, those underclassmen that might have played well who have a bright future ahead here at Valley Falls?
Yeah, we've got several sophomores that played a lot of O-line for us this year, Jesse Tyler and Raiden Walker and Noah Dodd. And some others, and those guys really love the weight room, and they get after it all year round in there. So we're excited about them. Grady Smith is probably one of our most improved players, especially defensively. Just really grew into a leadership role and being a vocal leader and researching and watching film and knowing what's up. I thought he did spectacular. He'll be a senior next year. Brody Troxell will get a lot of carries next year. I thought that he's done a lot of improvement. Chandler Martins, a lot of guys like that. So a lot of high hopes for some guys, high ceilings.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra joining us one final time. A Week 9 game, non-playoff game tomorrow night. They're taking on Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Got a few more minutes here with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. Our weekly locker room chat all season long brought to you by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. The Dragons wrapping up their 2025 season tomorrow night. That's going to be at home, or I should say tonight here on Thursday, Morehill Mounts Academy at Valley Falls. Coach, again, a league opponent. You didn't see him this season, but Morehill Mounts Academy, what's the initial thoughts on this Ravens team you're going to see?
Yeah, it's awesome that we get a league opponent and one more game, you know, to end the season. And at home, that's outstanding for us. So it'll be a good game. I know that both of us are hungry for a win. Morehill looks good on film, kind of similar to last year, some similar stuff. They have some pretty athletic kids and a couple of big boys, so they'll want to get the ball in space and use that to their advantage.
Is this kind of one of those games, with it being the last one of the year, do you open things up a little bit, maybe move some kids around and just kind of tinker with some things just to have a little bit of fun? Obviously, you still want to win the game, go out on a high note. But in terms of it just being the scenario that it is, do things open up a little bit? Do guys move around? Just how do you look at it from a head coaching perspective?
Yeah, well, I mean, ideally, not necessarily, but there's some things we're going to try, yeah, that will be a little bit different. We're kind of, we got a couple gone and a couple hurt and some other things going on. So, yeah, there's a couple of positions that might be kind of fresh or we had to adjust or throw a different jersey on a kid. And we'll see how that goes. And, you know, maybe we find out something that will benefit us leading into next year and we can grow on over the off season. So a little bit, yes, not necessarily open up playbooks or anything.
What do you
doing any different that way, but yeah, some position, yes.
So when you want to, or in terms of what you want to see from your team, expectations, keys to get a win here in this game against Moore Hill, how do you look at it from there?
Well, I want the young guys to get good quality reps of game experience, get that under their belt. I think that's a good opportunity for them, and then send the seniors out with a send them out the right way with a home victory on the home field, and grow and develop in the offseason.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra, always appreciate the time. Again, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. It's going to be the Ravens of Moore Hill Mounts Academy at Valley Falls. Non-playoff game here this week to close out the 2025 football season. Coach, can't thank you enough for all the time throughout the year. Good luck against Moore Hill, and we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for doing this. And thank you to Heinen's and The Elevator. And good luck to our league teams and playoffs. Shout out to them, and thank you, and go Dragons.